Oh, let's take a moment to arrive, because today is big energies. Big, big energies. Heaven on earth. Oof. And I know there's been an awful lot of big energy in every one of these transmissions. So let's honour that. Let's arrive with that. I listened to the earth one this morning, and it really was just so unbelievably powerful. Such a beautiful, beautiful recording. I just cannot, can't sum it up enough, really. And I would make time for that regularly, if that is the area that really needs to be activating you to feel that grounding. And what a visualization it was. Even doing it last night, my dreams were a little bit insane. But definitely feeling this grounded, this solidness, ready for today. So what is heaven on earth? Heaven on earth is the culmination of bringing your soul and the earth energies together. It is the fullness of who you are, fully embodied, living the experience of the life that you want. It is the energy of I am free. Okay? The energy of I am free. And what does that mean? It's the I am free to create. I am free to be. I am free to expand. I am free to have the life that I want. I am free. I truly am who I am. It's a beautiful energy. It's a very powerful energy. And we're focusing today very much on your solar plexus. I am the sun. That is always the words that come to me when I am aligned with myself. I am the sun. I am the sun. I am the source, because that is what I'm hearing. That's what I see, is this light, this sun. I am the source. I am the creator. I am the extension. I am the extension, and I am free. Heaven on earth, when we get wrapped up in the ideas of what heaven on earth looks like, we then get very specific of what we think it should be for this person, how they do it, what they do it, what people in society tells us. When it is I am free, it's I am free to choose. I am free to have what I want. I am free to live, express, breathe, move in every moment, just as I want to be. I am free. Now, to move to that place, to move from this energy that we've downloaded from the divine, we've been with the earth energy. Now, to move those energies together, it's really important on this sort of phase of the integration that happens. And you would learn more about that inside the Rich Femme Evolution. It's one of the foundations, is understanding the phases, the eight phases of what the cycles that we move in as we bring these elevated energies into our body. And as we become more and more embodied as the Rich Femme, is that there are going to be times when we're receiving, which is very much what we've been doing, and times when we need to do action. But it's not about making things happen. It's about moving energy through your body. And it's often these are the moments when you need to be very physical, doing physical activity, maybe doing things like gardening or cooking, doing body scrubs. We have inside the Rich Femme Evolution, we have the spa, which is the reminder to go and have your goddess days. But things like scrubbing your body, removing the dead skin, shaving, taking off the dead weight, cleaning your house. Depending on where your energy levels are, when your energy starts to come up, I apologise for the knock on the thing. As the energies come up, it's really important to be physical, to move it through your body. So by cleaning up you and cleaning up your space, you're allowing space for the new. You're allowing for the heaven on earth to come together in the middle of what is the center point, which is you. You are the center point. You are heaven on earth. I am heaven on earth. I am the creator. I am here to fully experience the divine part of myself and the human physical experience of this world. So just notice where you maybe are not in flow with your energies of receiving at the correct time and not allowing yourself to receive and flow and surrender, but also where you're not allowing yourself to then, as the energy rises, and it does, it rises in you. And the most important bit then is to do the action. That's what's called inspired action. But But the action often at this point is physical. The first sign that your energy is up is to get physical, but not overdo it. So doing things around your house, nesting, cleaning, deep cleaning, cleaning out cupboards, decluttering your body, as I said, from dead skin and dead hair and getting your hair cut and all those sort of things. But also cleaning out cupboards, getting rid of clothes, you know, giving away to charity shops. These are all part of you stating, I am making space for heaven on earth to be present. All right. So as you think about this, if you haven't done it, I would make sure you start doing that as you go through this again. Now, my invitation is that you have space for this, whether you're listening to this inside Rich Femme Evolution, because this is where it's sitting after we've come to the end of this process. Or if you're still inside of the live and you have another week to go around the cycle again, to listen to these again and do the activities. Make sure to think about, where is my flow and my energy at this moment? Am I surrendering and making space? Am I letting the energy do the work? Now is the energy asking me to start making some actions, yeah? To start making movement. And learning to feel for yourself, because you're different. We are all different. Some of us are projectors like me. Only 8% of humanity are projectors like me. And therefore we have a lot less energy, and I have to be very, very specific about my energy. Like, I have to be super focused, which is what my gift is to humanity, is my ability to look for the path of least resistance, help people align super fast to get to the core issue and shift it. I'm all about deepening and fine-tuning, very specific, you know, getting very clear with the energy. Now, if you're a manifesting generator, you're designed to scatter your energy. So you're designed to not work too heavily on one thing, but to do lots of different things, yeah? And then do things that you really want to do, not things you don't want to do. Now, if you're a generator, you're kind of the workhorse of human design. So you will actually generate more energy. So for you, being physical would be a really good thing, and actually would generate more energy for you then to do more creative stuff. So if you're a reflector, reflectors take a lot more time to just chill, even more than projectors. But just notice for yourself, getting to know yourself, even if you don't know your human design, is notice for yourself in how much energy do I have. And also notice learning the difference between resistance and actually going with the flow. Learning to surf was one of the greatest ways I learned to understand, am I paddling in alignment with the wave when the wave starts to come up? Am I riding the wave, or am I trying to make the wave happen when it's not actually there? You know, that I'm trying to be the ocean instead of just waiting patiently for the ocean to come. We have this inside of us, okay? And that's what we're doing. We're riding the wave, yeah, the energy wave. So just notice how this is activating you, and because it is about the practical living. And it's also, as we're thinking about, you know, the same way that money works in the same way. Now, you are the source. If I am free, I am free to have money. If I am free, I am free to be in the flow of money. If I am free, I'm free to be in the full rich femme wealth of my life. Rich, sexy and free. Yeah. You get to be free to not be controlled or demanded or made small by someone else. Rich femme is about, I truly am free, and I'm a fucking goddess, and I get to be here, and I get to express myself, and I get to be the full version of me, and I get to decide, and I get to choose from a loving place. Not to say that I'm better than anybody else, but when I honour myself, when I set myself free from my own internal limiting beliefs and ancestral programming, then I can lovingly let everybody else be free as well. And that is the essential part. Free to have free will, to make the decisions, to be in pain or be in joy and pleasure. You let everybody else off the hook. And that is where you really truly get to expand into the next level of your rich life. Yeah. And we want to be the rich femme within us, because she's magnetic as fuck. When you are the sun, when you are the source, when you are the powerhouse, everything is possible for you. Everything is possible for you. And every one of us has the capacity to manifest and create. It's just how much we are moving those energies, that alignment with our mind, body and energy to heaven, earth, and heaven on earth. Okay, so we're going to move on. Place your feet on the floor, or sit on the floor so your root is on the floor. And open your hips, wide and open. Make sure your channel of your body is upright so that you are keeping yourself nice and straight, being open. Now we're going to be really focusing on the solar plexus, but of course we're going to root down first and we're going to make sure our channel is wide and open to receive. So we're going to take some deep breaths. And as you breathe in, really think about, who am I? Okay, that's the question I want you to think about as you breathe in. Allow it to come to you, not what you think you should be. Okay, just who am I? That's the question as you breathe in. And we're going to breathe in, imagining sucking air from every angle, above and below. So we're sucking the energy in. As you breathe in, full belly, be super greedy. All right, so breathe in, full belly, and expand that belly. In through nose, up into your chest. Hold. Hold until the edge of the uncomfortable. Go beyond your uncomfortable. And then breathe out big, long and loose out through your mouth. And repeat. Big, full belly. Big into chest. Hold. Go to that uncomfortable edge. Go beyond it. Thinking of who am I and allowing that to come through. Visions, inspirations, whatever. And breathe out. Okay. We're going to take another big breath in. Breathing in, you're pulling the energy up from the earth, down from the cosmos, all around you. Hold. Now hold long beyond, as far as you can, beyond the comfort zone, till it gets, ooh, and then breathe out long and loose. Now we're going to, before we move on, we're going to drop that cord, that root, and make sure it's reconnected. So that cord from yesterday, we're going to drop your root right down into the centre of the earth. And we're going to let it bring out its tendrils and wrap all the way round the world, round the earth. And just breathing that as that happens, feeling yourself fully connected, like solid, absolutely solid. Okay, and then we're going to look up and we're going to see, sense or feel above us the sun above our head. And we're going to imagine that sunlight is going to drop down a thread, a cord, a root, exactly the same, straight into the top of your head. And letting it pass on through the top of your crown, through your third eye, through your head, into your throat. And it can be nice and solid and thick too. So through your throat, into your heart, into your solar plexus, into your root. And letting it connect with the root that's gone from your womb, from your uni, straight down into the centre of the earth. And it's all going to bounce straight back up. It's all, this energy is going to bounce straight back up, all the way up. And it's running all the way up your channel, back up into the sun. Okay. And just breathe again. So take another big deep breath in. And really take in that energy, take in that breath. Be really greedy. Fill yourself up. And again, ask yourself, who am I? Hold and really notice how much bigger your breath is, how much you're able to hold now. Hold beyond the uncomfortable, hold even more. And breathe out slowly through your mouth, really long, loose breath. And again, breathe in. Holding at the uncomfortable until you're fully expanding, and breathe out. And this time really think about, who am I? Breathe all the way in, sucking it out from the earth, down from the cosmos, all the way in, being super freaking greedy. Hold it up, fill into your belly, up into your chest. Hold, drop your shoulders down, tits forward, channel nice and straight. Hold it. Who am I? And just allow yourself to hear, to see whatever comes in. And now, as we do the transmission, I want you to place your hands on your solar plexus. And we've asked the question, so you're going to receive now the transmission. And just sit, hold onto your solar plexus, feel that grounding, keep yourself nice and straight. Big breath in, breathe out. Big breath in. Big breath in and hold. And breathe out. Breathe in. Big breath in. Deep breath in. I want you to ask yourself the question now. I am. I am. Hold that statement, hold that thought. As we receive the next bit of the download and allow yourself to receive the words that need to come to the mind. If I am free, I am. If I am free, I am. And you are free. So I am. Take a big deep breath in. Raise your arms up above your head. Slowly as you breathe in. Stretch up. Look up. Look to the sun. Breathe out. Holding your arms above your head. Breathe in again. And breathe out. Keeping your arms up. Stretch up further, really stretching out the sides of your lungs. And hold. Breathe out, slowly bring your arms down. Placing your hands back on your solar plexus and also on your heart. Speak out loud whatever answer comes to mind when I say, I am free, therefore I am. I am. I am. Whatever comes to mind for you, say it, bring it out, write it down afterwards. Say it clearly now, at this moment. Know it. Know your truth. Your heaven on earth truth. Breathe into it. Take some nice, big, slow, deep breaths. Feel that resonating around your body, the words, the frequency, the energy. As we seal in all of that frequency, all of those codes, all of that light of who you are, your heaven on earth template, your blueprint, your coding, your truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I want you to take your hands down to your shins and start rubbing your body. So rubbing the shins, your lower part of your leg. Give them a good rub. Wake up your body into your knees and into your thighs, all the backs and fronts. Rub nice and firm. Get the energy flowing. Rub around your belly, your sacral area, the front and the back, your pelvis. Work up into your solar plexus. Give that nice big round circles around your solar plexus, front and back. So back of spine, kidneys, rubbing all of that up into your breasts. Give them a good rub across your chest and your heart space, across the front of your chest. Now down one arm, back of arm, front of arm, all the way down to your fingers. And then up the other arm, all the way front and back to your chest. And then just rub your shoulders, back of neck, and front of neck, and then into your face. Rubbing with your flat of your hands, and then rub your fingertips across your crown of your skull, through your hair. Get everything waking up and get that energy moving. Okay, and then take a big breath. And breathe out. Nice big breath out through your mouth. And again, big breaths, faster this time. Into chest, hold, breathe out. And again, big belly, take it in. Into chest, hold, and breathe out. Once more, breathe in, chest, breathe out. Now roll your shoulders, give them a wiggle. Placing your hands once again on heart and solar plexus. Repeat your I am statement. Repeat it out loud. Repeat it clearly. I would say it about 5 times. I am. I am free. I am enough. I am rich as fuck. I am a rich femme. I am all that is. I am the sun. These are some of mine. Whatever yours is, whatever your truth is. And breathe out. And as ever, because we take care of ourselves, we follow the body's lead. We drink plenty of water. We eat to ground if we need to. We maybe go outside into the garden, walk around in the garden, take a walk in nature. Feel your feet on the floor. Maybe take some time to rest. Maybe have a shower. That would be good after this, or a bath. Just take a moment to let your body come alive with this. And if the energy hasn't quite moved until tomorrow, that's okay too. You need a little bit longer. But when you do, start to take those inspired actions. Again, if you want to find out more about the Rich Femme Evolution, just reach out to me directly or head on over to www.richsexyandfree.com. As ever, do keep up to date with the amazing podcast. We will be continuing the series of I Am affirmations and transmissions and activations. But apart from that, drop in the comments if there's anything inside you want to drop inside the community while we're still open and alive until the end of next week. Otherwise, I'm sending you much love. Enjoy the rest of your day. And may you live your heaven on earth.